President Trump promised his base that he would select someone from his shortlist, and that person would be someone who was conservative and someone who would overturn Roe versus Wade. The problem with that is he may not be able to secure the votes this time for that for a few reasons. First of all, this time it's more likely that Roe versus Wade would be overturned than it was last time, so this vote is at least perceived by many as more important. Secondly, last time the Democrats had to flip 3 votes in order to block Gorsuch. Since that time, we've had an election in Alabama, which is to fill the seat that Jeff Sessions left vacant. The Democrat was able to win that seat, even though that seat hasn't gone Democratic in many years. Also, since that time, John McCain's health condition has worsened, and so he won't be voting. So now the Democrats only have to flip 1 seat. And it's a seat in which it's perceived would potentially overturn Roe versus Wade. And you have at least 2 Republican women who are on record as saying they don't want that to happen. So while I think that Trump is going to go to his playbook and he'll fight this, he may lose. The other thing he could do is just pick someone who doesn't have a record on that so that he can appease both sides sufficiently that he might be able to get his candidate through. So it just depends on how strategic he wants to be about that.